A virtual recorder is a very simple recorder. It records in MP3 format and a couple other formats. We'll go through that in a minute. It is officially, at this point, freeware. The developer of it actually did pass away about 6 months ago. So it's not actively being developed, but it is perfectly working, and I think it's going to stay working probably for quite a while on the Windows 10 or whatever version of Windows you're running into it. Again, it's a free download, very simple. It's very quick to install. There's also a portable version if anybody's interested in that, which doesn't need to be installed. I could always get you the link for that as well. But anyway, let me just show you, go through the controls. I just loaded it up, and I'm just going to tab through all the controls just to give you an idea of what's there. And again, I'm just using the tab key. It's all very accessible.
Tab, output format, colon, combo box, MP3, 204. To change the selection, use the arrow keys.
Like we were talking about here, you got a whole bunch of choices here.
FLAC.
FLAC, that's a lossless type of...
MP3. OGG.
OGG.
WAV.
WAV.
OGG, MP3.
So we'll just leave it on MP3.
Tab, bitrate, colon, combo box, 256, 16 of 17. To change the selection, use the arrow keys.
So you have everything from, let's see what the lowest we
got. Home, 8.
8-bit, I think we could even do CD quality.
And 320.
That's CD quality. So this, again, these are just easy combo boxes, all very accessible.
Tab, sampling rate, colon, combo box, 44100, 7 of 8. To change the selection, use the arrow keys. Tab, channels, colon, combo box, 2 left parent, stereo, right parent, 2 of 2. To change the selection, use the arrow keys.
For instance, I'll give you an example when you wouldn't want to do that. One of the things that Tim and I do, we have a little bit of announcement on... ham radio repeater that tells us about the repeater, and that needs to be recorded in 8-bit mono, so that's a case where we would want to change it.
Tab, recording source, colon, combo box, virtual capture device, slash what you hear, 3 of 3, to change the selection, use the arrow keys.
This is very important. Let me talk to you about this combo box here. This is where the input is going to come from. The last choice here, which is where it's set to right now, is virtual recording what you hear. And that's basically, it's very little in that sense. It's what's coming out of your headphones or speakers. That used to be called stereo mix, but that's actually what it will record. So right now, if we did that, we'd get JAWS, and that's about it because nothing else is playing on the computer. And I'll show you some of the other choices. I'll go to the top here.
Both. Sound card.
Sound card. Now, I'm using just a simple Lenovo laptop. I only have one sound card. If I had multiple sound cards, you'd see sound card 1, and if they were named different things, it could be like USB sound card. You'd have different choices here, and you could pick from that sound card. So, say we didn't want JAWS, we just wanted to record everything coming out of the mixer, only the stuff coming out of the mixer, we'd do it that way. And you record from a line-in or a microphone-in input.
Both.
Does exactly what that says. It will record for both the sound card and from what we're hearing on the computer. So you can kind of like mix things.
Virtual capture device slash what you hear. Tab, disable system sounds while recording, checkbox not checked. To check, press spacebar.
System sounds are the bleeps and blurps that Windows likes to do. If you're recording from the computer, you could actually just turn that off if you're not interested in hearing all that stuff.
Tab, recording volume left parent 256, right parent colon left right slider 12% to increase or decrease, use the arrow keys, Alt plus V.
Again, this is your record volume, not your input volume, but the recording volume itself, yeah.
Tab, reset volume button to activate, press spacebar.
That just resets it to default settings.
Tab, file name prefix colon edit, type in text.
File name prefix, when you save your file, this is what goes in before the default file name, which is like the date. So you'd put something like, Vibug recordings.
IBUGRECORDING. Tab, default output folder colon edit, C colon backslash users backslash rank backslash documents backslash virtual recorder, type in text.
That's just where you want it to go. There should be a browse button here.
Tab, browse dot 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 button to activate, press spacebar.
You could set your recordings any way you like.
Tab, options button to activate, press spacebar.
Let's go through some of these options here. This button, they're very simple. They're all checkboxes, very accessible.
Space, options, dialog, run at Windows startup, checkbox not checked, to check, press spacebar.
On a Windows startup, I imagine that'd be useful if you're using the recorder quite often. That's something you do as a primary function.
Tab, start minimize, checkbox not checked, to check, press spacebar.
Start minimize, that means you can start a recording without it actually being the active window.
Tab, hide system tray icon, checkbox not checked, to check, press spacebar.
Hide system tray icon, I could see that only being useful maybe in a demo where you don't actually want that to be part of your demonstration.
Tab, escape key, I slash minimizes the tray checkbox not checked, the check press space bar.
And you can set, so if you hit the escape key, you'll actually shrink down to your system tray.
Tab, okay button, tab, cancel space, options button, the tab, about button, to activate, press space bar.
Let me just hit the about button for a minute, so we'll see.
Space, about virtual recorder dialogue, 1.2 copyright left parent, see right parent, 2016, Carlos Nazario, email colon, carlos1106@nick.rr.com, okay button, to activate, press space
like
bar.
Like I said, unfortunately Carlos has passed about 6 months ago, but he... It used to be freeware, now it's released into the public domain if anybody actually wants to take on further development of it.
Tab. Tab. Escape. About button. Tab. Hide window button. To activate. Press space bar. Alt plus 8.
Exactly what it tells you to do.
Tab. Close button. To activate.
Close
press space bar. Alt plus 8.
Shuts down the entire recording.
Tab. Record button. To activate. Press space bar. Alt plus R.
Okay, so the record button's Alt plus R. That's a shortcut key.
Tab. Output format colon yeah. Combo by shift tab.
So let's try it a little bit here.
Alt R, stop button to activate, press space bar, Alt plus S.
Okay, so right now we're just recording what kind of things we hear, so if we
Windows
to,
D, folder view with...
Let's see if we could play something here, get an idea if we have any audio to look for. Let's see what's in there.
M.
Let's go into documents here.
D, document scan plus, D, documents, enter. C, colon, system access, virtual recorder, case number .txt, Lenovo support.txt, enter,
okay.
Lenovo support.txt
so
dash notepad.
Go here.
Top of file, 800-426, blank, 112111.
Okay, so we did all a little business, did a little fake demonstration.
Alt F4, seek Alt tab, virtual recorder
and
dialogue, recording volume left parent 250, Alt R.
Alt R, that's just, again, we just stopped the
tab,
recording.
Pause button to activate, press shift tab, stop button to act space, record button.
Okay, so that was, hopefully if it did everything correctly, it should be in... that folder within my documents.
Windows M, desktop D, Dropbox D, Docus D, documents dash enter, C colon back serial dot zoom. Case system at virtual enter, C colon back review recording 2018-02-10 underline 14-47-46.mp3.
And you know, so I added a date on it into Vibub recording.
Enter, groove music. My music list button to activate, press space bar, Alt plus S. Windows D, folder view with M. D, docu scan plus, D, documents, enter,
and this
C, colon, system access,
okay.
Virtual recorder, case number .txt, Lenovo support.txt, enter, Lenovo support.txt dash notepad, top of file, 800-426, blank, 112111, Alt F4, seek Alt tab.
Okay, now that sounded a little distorted, that was actually kind of the speaker itself being overdriven. I actually have the volume on the laptop, the output volume on the laptop set a little high, but it actually does do better quality recordings than... what that actually implied right there. So that's about the whole thing. It's again, quick and easy and free demo of it. It's pretty quick install, fairly lightweight.
Now, Frank, can you record in Wave? Can you?
Yeah, you actually can. Let's go look at that.
Alt tab, C colon Alt tab, virtual recorder, virtual tab, output format colon combo .ogg, WAV.
WAV, there you go.
Oh, wow.
Not Wave, but WAV.
Really neat features.
Does it play music? It sounds like it plays music.
It does not play anything. And this is only a record. That's a great question. This is only a recording device program. If you need to play the files, use a different program. For instance, when I clicked on the file that I recorded, it opened up Groove Music, which is just the built-in player that Windows 10 comes with. It also does not do editing. It's not like Gold Wave or anything like that.
When would you use that? Would it be like if you were at a class or a meeting you don't have your recorder with you, you could...
Certainly, yeah. If you have a laptop with a built-in microphone, most of them do, you could definitely have it running in the background, yeah.
And does it pick up well, the laptop, would it pick up well, you said, with the built-in...
That's a good question. I mean, a lot of that depends on the quality of the microphone in the laptop. A lot of laptops these days have what's known as a microphone array, which means there's actually several different microphones built into them. So, I mean, it might require some experimentation to see, how your microphone behaves, yeah.
Let's say that you're going to do a Vibug demonstration and you decide to pre-record it like Tim did with the one he's going to do in a few minutes. You could use this program and it would capture not only what you say into the microphone while you're creating this podcast, but also all the JAWS commands, all the JAWS output that you get. So it has some really nice features.
And Frank, yes. So say someone at home now had this running, could they run this... virtual recorder and record all of their team talk.
Certainly, absolutely. Yeah, you would. In that case, if you only wanted the team talk, you didn't want what's coming through the microphone. You'd set it to what you hear, which is the bottom choice.
Yeah.
Now, if you wanted, say, you want what's coming through team talk and what's going on in the environment around you, say we were doing this meeting hear, we would set it to both. But in the case of the example you gave, you just set it to what you hear. Yeah.
What you hear is, like what you were doing, that was just the JAWS talking on the computer versus both would be the JAWS talking and you, the human being, talking during the demo?
Okay, exactly right, yeah. So what you hear is what's coming through the computer, through either headphone or through the built-in speaker. The both would also include what's coming through the sound card, either through the built-in microphone or through the line-in, or even both for that matter.
Well, thank you, Frank. Okay. That's wonderful. All right.